Good afternoon, welcome to our meeting. It's 1:30 PM on March 19th, 2024. And time to reconvene a regular meeting in Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I am Sid Logan, President of the Commission. To my right is Commissioner Tony Olson, our Vice President. To my left is Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Secretary. To my near right is John Harlow, our General Manager, and Colin Willenbrock, our General Counsel. Allison Morrison, our Clerk of the Board, and Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, are also in the room. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices at this time. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda, Commissioner?
I have none. Oh, I do. There is item 05A, add at places. Amended Phase 1 Exhibit A on disposal of surplus property, second quarter 2024.
Thank you. Comment from the public is item 3 on today's agenda, and that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Only by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you are from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners and not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the Deputy Clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So if you would, can you join me for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, for God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First up on our agenda is item 2, recognitions. We have the Team of the Month, the 2023 Energy Block Party, a really fun group. So we have Lisa Unwell to kick us off.
Good afternoon, Commissioners.
Hello.
So I'm Lisa Honeywell.
Well, I knew you were a wild and wonderful.
I know. It started.
Never happened.
Started. Well, I'm taller than, can you hear me? Okay. I'm Lisa Honeywell, Director of Communications, Marketing, and Business Readiness, and I'm thrilled to be here to honor our Team of the Month, the Energy Block Party Planning Team from 2023. So I'll just get right started. "'Twas the night before the Energy Block Party, when all through the electric building, not an employee was stirring, not even a squirreling. The booths were set in the lobby with care, in hopes that Zip and Zap soon would be there. The customers were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of boom trucks and solar panels danced in their heads. And Kelly in her hard hat and Aaron in his cap had just settled their brains for a quick night's nap. When out in the parking lot there arose such a clatter, Kelsey sprang from her cubicle to see what was the matter. Away to her window, Wendy flew like a flash, hung up the banners and designed every sash. The electric vehicles on the edge of the lot gave the hope of future days to every spot. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a mighty team of 7 key peers. With a little old driver so lively and fun, I knew in a moment it must be our John. More rapid than squirrels, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Kelly, now Aaron, now Wendy and Kelsey, on Krista, on David, on Lauren, Laura, and Zippy. To the top of Virginia, to the top of Cal, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As hard work that with the long days and nights fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetops, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of hard hats, and Zap too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the lawn the prancing and pawing that had been at work since dawn. With determination, persistence, and teamwork abound, the customers received postcards and came with resound. Attention to detail, No obstacles too great, beautiful photos, creative advertisements, and numerous posts late. A bundle of giveaways flung on their backs, they looked like peddlers just opening their packs. Their eyes, how they twinkled, their dimples, how merry. The crowds, with a cool morning breeze, made their cheeks like a cherry. Unwavering commitment, many months of planning spread, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. On Saturday morning, they went straight to work and filled all the tables with the help of the commission and their clerk. Water, human resources, vegetation management, and natural resources helped to name just a few. The team scurried all the day long, and with support from facilities, the event was a coup. So thankful to this team for their talent and skills, and for all of the additional Team PUD members who provided customers with thrills. So with that, I exclaim as we end this short story, congratulations, Energy Block Party Planning Team, as you accept this well-deserved glory. So without further ado, I would like to invite up the Energy Block Party Planning Team, Aaron Swaney. David Krueger. Kelly Stickney.
Are you the team for 2024 as well?
Yes,
we are. Yes. Along with many others, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do they have to share one sweatshirt?
Sweatshirt. Everyone has their own.
Each month was passed around.
Really dug in there.
And we're like,
you know, the clerk of the board at home has.
Stand up. Wait. Okay. See the whole thing.
Okay, here we go.
Want to get a picture? Stand up and.
Do we need a rotate?
Do we have
a rotate? I don't know. Right.
Shelby, you're going to be like
all
an aficionado.
Hey, you need to hold one down there.
I know, it's true. It's true, John.
Oh, Jillie will jump in there. Mine's better
next
than yours.
I
probably doubt whether you know how to take a picture.
I still remember other duties as a scout.
You're going to take it, Jillie.
Well, you know, thank you guys so much. I mean, you absolutely hit it out of the ballpark. It's just phenomenal. And I hope we own Earth Day for many years to come. So just, I never would have thought when I had little children that taking them to my utility would be the thing to do. But my gosh, people had a great time and learned a lot. And thank you to all the employees that brought their electric cars. That was huge.
So, yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes, it was fine. It was fun.
Yeah.
So how,
really fun.
What can you give us a sneak preview, maybe, of one or two things this year that might be different?
Yeah, so it'll be all the great stuff we had last year, except for this year we'll have two squirrels. And we're also going to have two presentations in our auditorium where people can sit and go in depth on topics. One's going to be on solar, one's going to be on whole home comfort. So that's a really exciting addition for this year.
Be sure to have plenty of those little card. Stickers. Oh my gosh.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we did better this year.
The boxes are hard.
Yes.
Never too many stickers.
They'll be everywhere.
I was just blown away.
Thank you.
I was absolutely blown away. And they just kept coming in.
Yeah. Wonderful pictures.
How are you advertising it? Many similar forms. We have some digital ads, print, we have postcard going out, website, e-newsletters, all of the above. Because I have a couple of young families and they wanted to for me to let them know when it was going to be.
Get you some flyers.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. April 27th for the audience watching at home.
Yeah. What time does it start?
11 a.m.
All right, 11 a.m.
I had people that I haven't seen in years coming and reconnecting. You know, it was just.
I have a picture.
You do. So,
yeah,
I was just going to say, it was just so wonderful in that way. People knew we were here and they just came from all over.
It was a good feeling.
And I got pictures.
Nice.
There you go.
Thank you, Heather and Yanae, for taking it.
And Krista, always fabulous.
Yeah. Where's the boss?
We have to divide it in here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well.
Three ways.
Well, good luck.
Well, thank you so much. No pressure for the. John, I know you didn't get a Dick's Burger last time.
No, you ran out.
So is it? Yeah.
More food trucks this
More
year.
Food
John.
More food trucks.
Thank you.
John yes. started the food trucks.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee, donuts, you know.
Have those Rasburgers.
Yep.
They will be back this
they
year.
Are.
I never got one, so I'm really
fabulous.
Happy.
Yeah.
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 What about that? Is the radio?
KRKO will be back this year as well.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. And I'll try to keep your mouth shut. It was okay. The kids just loved it, but it was off to a corner, you know. They
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there'll be more trucks this year. Hopefully, you know, even more people and more food, more of everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Even more squirrels.
Even more squirrels.
Even more squirrels.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Enjoy.
Okay, Jules. Hi.
Hi, I love seeing everybody.
I know.
Yeah, or I don't know.
Why?
I think we just.
Took their one sweater. What's your
Oh, okay.
Next on our agenda is item 3, comment from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? Please state your first and last name for the record. See anyone in the room? I'm looking online. Not seen anyone online. Okay. Well, next, we move to item 4, our consent agenda. The approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of March 5th, 2024. Bid awards, professional service contracts, and amendments. And consideration of certification / ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Looking online, I'm not seeing any hands raised. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none
either. All right. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next is item 5, our public hearing in action. 5A, disposal of surplus property, second quarter 2024. I'll call for a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on Exhibits A as amended and B of the surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and be sold for high bid or disposed of according to policy in the second quarter of 2024.
Thank you. I'll now convene a public hearing. Claudia Lazar is available to answer any questions. Are there any comments from the public regarding the surplus property? Not seen anyone in the room? Not seen anyone with hands raised online. Okay. Any questions or comments?
None.
I'll close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye, all those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, the motion carries unanimously. Next is B, consideration of a resolution declaring a portion of certain real property of the district situated in Lake Stevens, Washington, tax parcel number 004570000002002 to be surplus and authorizing transfer of the portion of said real property to the city of Lake Stevens, Washington. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Now convene a public hearing. We have Maureen Barnes available to answer any questions on the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution? Seeing any hands up. Are there any questions or comments from either of you, Commissioner?
No, I haven't.
No, we were briefed on March the 5th on this topic.
Yeah, we were thoroughly briefed. I will close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next is C, consideration of a resolution recognizing the structures and improvements located on certain district real property, tax parcel number 28083000201200, with an address of 12326 Trout Farm Road, Salton, Washington, as surplus to the needs of the district. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Now convene a public hearing. Maureen Barnes is available for this one too to answer any questions about the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution? Not seeing any hands up. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
And we're thoroughly briefed on this as well. I'll now close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye, all those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried unanimously. Next is item six, our general manager report. We have a report for us today, John.
I do have a couple of things to share. First, our CorpCom engagement team prepares for another full year of exciting community events. They have begun training Zip and Zap mascots as well as their handlers. And thanks to a great response from Team PUD, we now have 30 trained staff prepared to support the mascot program in 2024. Also, kudos to Jenny LaMarca and Heather Herbst and the amazing contract teachers for their electrical safety program in our Snohomish County and Camino Island schools. A customer recently sent in an email thanking them for teaching their elementary school-aged son about electrical safety. He was charging his phone by his bed and noticed a burning smell. He felt the cord to his charger and it was super hot, so he immediately unplugged it from the wall. When he looked at the cord, he noticed that it was damaged, and when his parents asked him how he knew what to do, he mentioned our program coming to Hillcrest Elementary and teaching him about what to do in situations exactly like that. Our customer in energy services, we have the El Sol al Alcance de Tos Manos, the sun at your fingertips, South Everett Community Solar Project groundbreaking is scheduled for this Friday, March 22nd. We have an impressive list of community members and leaders that will be in attendance. One of our first CSR-supported events of the season will be next week, March 26th, at Hotel Indigo in Everett to support the Herald Senior Resources Fair from 9:30 to 2:30. We will have CSR support at the event to share overall PUD information as well as specifics on our income qualified discount program. This is a great opportunity for Team PUD to interact with our community and have face-to-face interactions with our customers. And then last Wednesday, Brenda White, Guy Payne, and myself met with the new Edmonds Mayor Mike Rosen and his staff at the Operations Center, and we started with a tour of the Energy Control Center. Mark Fleury, Paige Olson, and primarily John Mantow, who was one of our system operators, provided the tour and did a fantastic job. Both Mike and his staff were very impressed with all the things that go on in the operations center, and a better understanding of the criticality of that aspect and the overall dynamics around delivering electricity to our customers. And then last Friday, I had the opportunity to do a customer service field rep right along with Kim Smith. We were out doing reconnects and disconnects. She took very good care of me, very safe, but she actually put me to work, which I hadn't done in a long time. And it was a great day and just had an opportunity to connect with one of our folks that is out doing a really critical job in some tough circumstances at times. So it was fun, a lot of fun. Big kudos to Kim. And that's it. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for John about the report?
No, thank you very much.
Any questions, Thomas? You were going to make a comment about teaching squirrels.
How do you train squirrels?
I saw that story somewhere about the child just realized what to do. Oh, that's really pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's great. Good things going on. Next up is item 7, commission business. 7A, commission reports. Are there any reports?
No, I had to miss my first meeting ever on March 5th, and I'm back and I'm healthy again. So, anyway, I haven't been able to do very much the last few weeks, but happy to be back.
We're glad you're back.
Thank you.
Ms. Rolfe?
No.
And I have no reports. Next, we have 7B, our commission events calendar. Are there any changes to the events calendar?
No.
Next is our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to governance planning calendar? I'd love to hear John pronounce the name of the solar project.
Yeah.
That's all I can do to get through it once.
Yeah, I don't see anything else. Is Ms. Rolfe here?
No.
Okay. All right. Is there any further business to come before the board? Hearing none, it is 1:52 p.m. and our meeting is adjourned.